My name's Evan Davis. I'm the director of PR for Never Again.
What's your reaction to the crowd today?
Honestly, I'm taken aback. I'm overwhelmed. It's a mix of emotions of just absolute gratitude to the people of Colorado, and then hope is the best way to put it. Looking out here from standing where I was on the stage, I could hardly see the line of people where it ended. I couldn't see where it ended. It was just a sea of folks and faces from all sorts of different backgrounds, and it was absolutely fantastic. So I'm hopeful because it reaffirmed the fact that this isn't just a partisan issue. It's an American issue. It affects all of us. And I'm hopeful that the elected officials who are currently in office see that and hear that message and take it to heart.
What do you think is the likelihood something will happen near term? I've heard people say
absolutely.
This is a generational kind of fight. Are you optimistic?
I'm sincerely optimistic. In terms of what happens in the near term, that's up to the people who are currently in office. We've made our voices heard. We've brought a proposal to the table. We've gone as far. We even had our vice chair waved around a letter that we're sending off to the elected officials of a law that we want to see enacted here in Colorado. So in terms of what happens in the short term, that is entirely in the hands of our elected officials. I, for one, hope that we see something happen in the short term and that we start seeing action, not just in one instance here, but to continue over the next month, the next year, the next few years, until we can finally say that one of these tragedies can never again happen.
Are you guys in this for the long haul?
We're in this for as long as it takes to ensure the safety and the well-being of the students of Colorado and of the country.
Are you girls all high school students?
No.
We're in our 20s.
Okay, so why are you here today?
We're here because regardless of age, this is an issue. And I mean, the fact that this is even something that we're talking about and trying to fight to prove is wrong is ridiculous. I mean, these kids are dying. And even the other massacres where it's not schools, it's all under the same, it's just one blanket issue. It is an issue of gun control. And we're not saying take away all the guns. We're just saying control how people get them. It can't be easier for me to get a gun than it is to rent an apartment. That is ridiculous.
I work in schools. I'm all about the babies. And it really hurts my heart to know that some of these children, they don't feel safe when they're walking on campus. In any job that I've had in the last 5 to 6 years, we're practicing active shooter drills. In school, we had an active shooter drill recently. And I realized I'd be the person that would have to stand in front of these students, which I'm happy to do that. But the fact that now that's a very salient thought in our minds, and that's not okay. That's not okay. We should be able to go to places. Parents should be able to send their children to kindergarten, to first grade, without any fear of whether or not they'll see their child again.
This is for everyone that has mental health issues. This is for everyone that is a domestic abuser. This is for everyone that is doing the wrong thing. So why are you opposing it? It just doesn't make a lot of sense. But we like to listen to the NRA, and they brainwash us into thinking that it's more patriotic to own a gun, that everyone should just suddenly have a gun to defend ourselves from other guns. But we don't need that. It's just common sense that I'm looking for, and I think everyone here is looking for.
I think it's amazing that the younger kids are really taking a stand and taking control, because we can't trust the Congress to do it. We can't trust our government. And I just want to support those kids and, you know, protect all of us.